Ian, yeah. How do you assess that?
Disappointing. Very disappointing. We wasn't at it again, to be fair. Last week against Lee, we fell well below our standards again. Today, we've done error after error after error again. And when we're at 50% and they're at 94%, you're never going to win a football game when you're doing too much defending.
How do you rectify it? Because you're really in it now. You've got a big problem. I don't know, you personally, yep. The whole club have. There's uncertainty over the future with the owner. Many more performances like that and you'll have real problems, won't you?
Yeah. Oh, if we play like that, we're not even going to be in this £1 million game, are we? It looks like we're that's the way we're heading at the moment, but that's relying on us picking up some wins in the next few weeks. What we have to do is get back together as a group and reassess where we go from here.
Are you really fearful for the Super League future for Salford?
Well, when we perform like that, when we're making error after error and there's no kind of response on the back of it, then yeah, you do. And that's what we've been saying to the boys, is that it's a serious competition, this, and your livelihood's at stake. And yeah, we can say we did really well in the Super League and we should have been in that ace. That's been and gone now for us, and we're in a different competition here, and there's teams and players coming with a different mentality. They're not coming scared of playing a Salford team, they're coming accepting the challenge what Salford bring to them, and that's what we've got to start doing as individuals and start manning up.
It's pretty serious, isn't it, Ian? Because, you know, literally jobs are on the line here.
Yeah, that's massive. And the players know that. The players know that. You want to see the fight from the boys coming through, realising that every other team's fighting for that as well from the Super League. Huddersfield, Hull KR, Leeds as well. You can say it's a pressure thing as well, but things happen and you've got to deal with them. You've got to stand up and be counted. You can't just go and put your head in the sand and ignore everything and just think everything's all right. You've got to stand up and fight for what matters to you, and that's what we've got to start doing.
I know you haven't got a game this coming weekend, then you go to Headingley. You clearly, from what you've said, you'll be looking for a big response in that match.
A massive response. We've got to go to Leeds and get a win. That's what we've got to do. We've not got to go there kind of fearful of Leeds. We've got to go there and go for a win as well, and start playing how we were doing in the season, start backing each other and turning up for each other as well, but just cut the stupid errors out. We're just making too many of them.